Oh, we bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Mm-hmm. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The armor shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Mm-hmm. Lord is in his holy temple. The heart of earth keeps silent before him. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Mm. This is another day the Lord has made.
Amen.
Amen.
This is day 264.
Amen.
Only 102 days left in the year. Mm-hmm. And we are still here.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah. So we owe God some praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are Amen. Indebted to him.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, I'm here with it. And let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now in your presence saying thank you for yet another day. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be a part of this day. Thank you for this service that we are in at this time. And we pray that God will take charge of it now. In the name of Jesus, by your spirit, take us through this word. In the name of Jesus, apply that we may apply in our hearts and our minds.
Yes, God.
That we can use it for your glory and honor.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. We praise you for all that you are and who
yes,
you are.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are worthy to yes, be God. Praised.
Yes, Jesus.
And we glorify you now. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody looking good?
Amen.
Okay. Paul, you are they're here.
Mm-hmm.
Here. Hallelujah.
Okay, and everybody is wonderfully and fearfully made.
Yes.
And all Amen. Of you that are part of God's kingdom are royal.
Mm-hmm.
You're royal. So feel good about yourself.
Amen.
Okay, and all that the Lord is doing in your life this day.
Mm-hmm.
And today is in the book of John again, St. John, second chapter. And verse 5. Are you there?
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Okay. St. John 2, verse 5, his mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it.
Do it.
Okay, we want to talk briefly today from this subject. Just do what the word said.
Amen.
Just do it.
Just do what the word said, or just do it.
Just do it.
We have problems sometimes following direction.
Okay.
And the reason most of the time we don't want to do what's in the direction.
Sure don't.
And therefore we have problems following and getting things done the way that we're supposed to get them done, or as soon as we're supposed to get them done. Because we don't want to go through all that you have to go through to accomplish your goal. Say, for instance, sometimes we can buy things from the store, I ordered it, and it comes not assembled. But it comes with instructions, okay, for assembling the object. And it tells you the tools you need and everything, and it's saying the things that you need to put it together with, but the tools, most of the time, you have to have it on your own. And it tell you to lay the things out and check the materials to make sure that you have all that you're supposed to have in order to get it assembled.
My Lord.
It tell you what you need to do, but sometimes it seems like to us that there's too many things and too many steps to go through in order to get accomplished what we want done. And so we start skipping. We look at it and think we know what goes where. And sometimes we put it on. And get right down to the last part and can't get assembled because we missed something and things are not coming together the way they ought to come together. And then you got to start all over again because you take it apart. And find out where you went wrong by going to the directions that you're supposed to have gone through to assemble the object. And so we need to just learn how to do what you're told to do, especially in the Word of God.
My Lord Jesus.
Okay. Jesus tells us to do things, and because it seems a hardship on our part. We try to improvise and justify. Okay, and make things seem like you got a choice to do it that way or do it the other way. Okay, you always have a choice.
Yes, we do.
So you're supposed to choose the right way. And there's going to be a choice there because he gave you that freedom to choose. Joshua said, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Choose who you're going to obey. Who are you going to follow? Your way or God's way? Man's way or God's way? Okay, that's the choice. It's either your way is the wrong way, or your way is the way of the devil. Okay, your way is never right, but God's way is always right. Adam and Eve had a choice. And he made them, placed them, and grew, developed a garden just for them. He prepared a garden just for them to live in and to have dominion over.
My Lord.
Okay. Adam did pretty good at first. He was doing all that God told him to do.
Amen.
He was naming the things that came before him. And it did fine. And so, but the devil got in the picture. And the devil always going to get in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when anything that's involved with God, the devil's going to be there.
Yes, he is.
And try to disrupt.
Yes.
God's plan.
Glory be to God.
Bible said, there was a day when the sons of God met together.
Mm-hmm.
And then it adds, and the devil came also.
Uh-huh. As a teacher.
So whenever you're going to do something for the Lord, the devil's going to be there.
Amen. Yes, he is.
And a lot of times we fall in this trap because we start thinking and assuming that the person that you come to witness to is not receiving you, or they don't like you or whatever. All those thoughts, the devil starts pumping into your mind.
That's right.
And we start listening to God.
Uh-huh.
That's true. And start listening to him because now we got our minds set on self.
Self, my Lord.
But self supposed to have been denied before you left home.
Right.
Self supposed to have been denied before you got out of your bed.
Uh-huh.
Self had to be denied. But we get up and allow self to get up before we do.
Amen.
Okay, so I'm myself is going to visit people everywhere, and you still ain't got out the bed yet. Okay, you start wondering, you start assuming. God gave you a mission that day, and you already condemned it.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no need me going. And when you go with the wrong attitude.
Mm-hmm.
People can't say nothing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Can't receive what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And you go judging the whole outfit, the whole situation, the whole everything.
That's right.
Before you even get out your bed good.
Amen. Amen.
All right. So, but do like the word says. The word says, count it all as joy.
Yes, yes.
Bring it into diverse temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Count it all as joy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got to remember that. Every day. When you get out of the bed.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's say that I'm going to have a good time today.
That's right. Amen.
Everything coming my way for my good.
Yes.
Okay. And you're doing it. You count it all as joy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So, no. He did what the Lord said do.
Mm-hmm.
He told Noah to build him an ark.
Mm-hmm.
Noah didn't say why I needed to build it. What I'm building an ark for.
My Lord.
Ain't no rain. No river nowhere around.
Mm-hmm.
No water nowhere. So why should I be building an ark? He just built it, started building it as the master, as the Lord told him. And God gave him instruction for building it. No, I didn't ask why I needed to use pick. I didn't say why I needed to get gopher wood. Can I just use this tree right here? okay? Nor just did it.
Amen.
Okay? Whatever God had told him to do concerning the ark, he did it.
Ooh.
Okay? People laughed at him, ridiculed him, but he kept on doing, what the Lord said do. You're going to be laughed at. You're going to be ridiculed. You're going to be doubted. You're going to be ostracized and criticized. But you just need to keep right on doing what the Lord had told you to do. And do it the way he told you to do it. Okay? No. Built the ark just like God had told him to make it.
Amen.
Because if it built any other way, it wouldn't have floated.
Amen.
It would have sunk. So he had to build it just like God told him to do it.
My Lord.
Okay. Abraham built a relationship with God. And he did just what God told him to do. Man. He promised them he was going to make them the father of many nations.
Okay.
He told them that he was going to give them a child. By his wife Sarah. Okay.
Amen.
At first, he didn't follow that direction because he gave in. Just like Adam gave in. Right? And didn't follow the direction that went off course. Right? That delayed the plan a little bit. But God still came forth and gave him the son Isaac.
Yes.
Now God one day tested him and said, take your son and take him to a place I'll show you for a sacrifice. Abraham didn't ask why.
My Lord.
Abraham didn't question that, and did not say, this is who you promised to give me to make the nation out of me. But he just took his child to the place that God had for him, prepared him for the sacrifice, and started to carry it through when God spoke through his angel. Okay?
Yes.
You need to do what God said and not question it. Moses, he did what God told him. It came down to getting his people back out of Egypt. He told Moses to go down to Egypt, tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Okay. Moses waited and asked him why, but he did say, and after he got there, he couldn't speak plainly. Okay, but God let him know that I made you. I know what you can do.
Amen.
But we'll use your brother Aaron to speak. You just open your mouth and tell him what to say. And he'll speak for you.
My Lord.
Okay, Moses got the children out of Egypt. God had sent plagues in Egypt. And the final one they sent was when the firstborn of every one of Egypt was killed. Okay. The children of Israel did what the Lord said do. They painted the blood on the doorpost. They painted on their faces. And when the death angel were going through Egypt, it passed over every house.
Mm-hmm.
Where the blood was shown.
Man.
Okay. And that's because they, and anybody that didn't do that, their firstborn died. Now, Moses didn't always do what God said. And for this reason, he failed to be able to carry the children to the promised land where God promised them. God had told Moses when they were out of water to speak to the rock.
My Lord.
Okay. But Moses, instead of speaking with the rock, he hit the rock.
Yeah.
The staff that his had in the hand that parted the Red Sea with. He hit the rock and the water came. But God told him, but because you didn't do what I told you to do, you won't be able to carry the children to the promised land. So it's dangerous not doing what God said to do. You need to do what it said. Without question, but just do.
Do it.
What it said.
Amen. My Lord.
Okay. God's word tells us to love one another as he has loved us.
Amen.
God doesn't love us with an agenda. He loves us just because we are who we are.
Amen.
Okay. When we love with an agenda. We tend to hold our love back. But we don't want to get our feelings hurt.
That's true.
God doesn't care about his any feelings. Okay. He just wants you to love one another. Just like he loved us. God wants us to be a part of his kingdom. He wants us to be able to spend eternity with him in a world without problems, in a world without hurt and harm, and no sickness and disease, no death. He wants us to live a continuous joyful life, praise and deliverance to him. But we can't do it if we don't do what it says.
That's true.
Okay, you have to keep on doing what he said, no matter how long it may seem to be, how tough it may seem to be. Remember that it's working for your good.
Amen.
And do what God said so it can turn out to be for your good. Okay. God's word tells us, love your enemy.
Amen.
Pray for him.
Please.
If he's hungry, give him some food. If he's thirsty, give him some water.
Amen.
If he's naked, give him some clothing. God's word tell us to be kind and affectionate one towards another without an agenda. Okay? Without worrying about what they may have or may not have done against you.
Yes.
You took it to be for your bad, but God intends it for it to be your good. So, but as long as you receive it for bad, bad is going to be to you. We got to learn how to receive it as good.
Amen.
Whatever comes your way. Count it all joy. It is for your good.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Okay, keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's for my good.
That's true.
So I can take
it. Tell it, Pastor.
It's for my good. Mm-hmm. I can handle it. It's for my good. I can accept it. It's for my good.
Amen.
Okay. The first thing that comes to your mind is send you down that road of doubt.
Mm-hmm.
It'll send you down that road of despair. But you got to muster yourself back up.
That's right.
And know what the word says. Say, wait a minute, mm-hmm. I know what the word says. It mm-hmm. may look like it's bad. Mm-hmm. It may sound like it's bad. Yeah, it may even taste like it's bad. It mm-hmm. feels like it's bad. But I know it's for my good.
Amen.
So I'm thanking God because everything is a blessing.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And the word of God tells us, fret not thyself because of evildoers.
Amen.
Neither be thou envious of the workers against iniquity.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
What is saying? Don't worry about evildoers.
My Lord.
Every one of us worry about evildoers.
Mm-hmm.
Including me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, you got to catch yourself and get yourself off that road.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. And realize that they don't know what they're doing.
That's true.
Okay. That's what the word said when they were crucifying Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Whatever God say, just do it. Don't worry about evildoers.
Mm-mm.
And don't be envious against the workers of iniquity.
Iniquity.
Okay. A lot of times we worry about evildoers and then we get envious of somebody that's doing something and you think they're doing it and get away with it. And you mm-hmm. get it because you can't do it and get away with it. So don't worry about it. They ain't getting away.
That's right.
They won't get by.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
God's going to fix it one of these days.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. So let them be what they be.
Mm-hmm.
And you do what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
The word said, if you leave them alone, they soon be cut mm-hmm. down.
Right.
Like the grass.
Uh-huh.
And good as the green herd.
Uh-huh.
But as long as you messing with it, it won't that's never right. happen.
Yes, right, my Lord.
Amen.
When you leave it alone, then God will do what he's supposed to do.
Amen. That's true.
Okay. Just do what the word said do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Trust Amen. In the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And do good.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
So shall you thou dwell in the land of the yeah. living.
Uh-huh.
And verily thou shalt be fed. But you got to trust in the Lord. And keep on Amen. Doing good.
Amen.
And then God will do his part.
Yes, he will.
The word said, delight thyself in the also in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall give you the desires of your heart. Do you want the desires yeah. of your heart? Then
uh-huh.
delight yourself in the Lord. Find your joy in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Find your happiness mm-hmm. in the Lord. Find your peace yeah. in the Lord. Find your love yeah. in the Lord. Just rest in the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. And then he will give you the desires of your heart.
Desires of your heart.
Commit that way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. And he shall bring it to pass. Okay. So, cast all your cares upon the Lord and trust him to handle it for you. And then he will bring it to pass. Amen.
Amen.
And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. And then listen to this one. Rest in the Lord. Yes. And wait patiently for him.
God.
Fret not thyself because of him who prosper in his own in his way. Because of the man who bringeth wickedness by the path. Rest in the Lord.
Okay.
Don't worry. Don't be pacing the floor. Don't be pulling your hair out. But rest in the Lord. And wait, didn't say on him, but wait for him. You don't have to wait on him because he's already there. You wait for him to do what he said he's going to do. Because he said he will do it. And God cannot, shall not, and will not ever lie.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. It's impossible for him to lie.
Yes.
Okay. So rest in the Lord and wait patiently. Okay. Fret not thyself because of him who prosper in his way. Okay. We get all set for somebody to prosper. And we are not prospering. Well, if you do what the Lord said, then you maybe you might prosper too. But remember, he gives you your wealth and whatever else you got according to your ability to handle it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right? So, just be thankful. Now, he said also, cease from anger. Stop getting mad with people.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
And forsake wrath. You get mad, and then you want to get back. Okay? We stop speaking. Stop being buddies. Stop being friends. Okay? We start associating with one another. See, stop being angry and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Don't try to do any evil at all.
Amen.
That's not your job.
That's right.
For evildoers shall be cut off.
Uh-huh.
But those who wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Okay. Remember that. Wait for him. Stop being angry. Thank you, Ralph. Better not do self for all of them. God will handle it. It's God's job. And he will do it as soon as you stop doing what you're doing and do what he said do. Whatever he tells you to do, just do it and it alone. Don't do more than what he tells you to do. Don't do less than what he tells you to do. Just do what he said do. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Help us, Lord.
Well, the wicked will plot against the just, and that's upon them with that his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that which is his day is coming.
Amen.
Okay. All right, so keep that in mind. The word said on the third day, there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Yes, my hour is not yet come.
Yes, yes.
His mother said unto him, the servant, whatsoever he said unto you,
do it.
Do it.
Amen.
Okay. God has said to you, whatever he told you in his word, do it.
Uh-huh.
And there was set there six water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing three firkins apiece. Now, a firkin is 10 gallons. So if the pot was two, then it had 20 gallons in the hole. It was three firkins, then that was 30 gallons it will hold. And you're talking about, let's say it was three of the six pots was two firkins, and the other three was the three firkins. Well, you're talking about two times, and that first one will be 20 gallons.
Uh-huh.
Times three is 60 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
And then the three firkins will be 30 gallons. Times three, 90 gallons. Mm. So you're talking about 120 gallons or more, depending on how many pots were three or how many pots were two.
Mm-hmm.
Of water that way it will hold.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said unto them, fill the water pot with water. And they filled them up to the brim. They don't question. They wanted wine.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, put water in the pot.
Amen.
Okay. You want something for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And God tell you to do something else that seemed like it had no relationship to what you want.
My Lord.
And because it didn't seem that way,
uh-huh.
You didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
And because you didn't do it, you didn't receive.
Uh-uh.
Okay. But these men, these servants, didn't question, they just filled the pot. And they filled it to the point where no more water could be put in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
It would fill to the brim. If you put any more on it, it would be running over.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then he said unto them, draw out down and bear it unto the governor of the feast.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't ask the question. They didn't make no comment, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
They want wine.
Amen.
You just got water to pot.
Amen.
Okay. Jesus just said, bear out. Fill the pot. Go out. Fill the pot. Go out. Fill the pot. Go out. Okay. Read the word.
My Lord.
And then fill yourself up with the word and draw out.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Draw out all the power that's in that word.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Draw out all the deliverance that's in that word.
Yes.
Draw out all the victory that's in that word.
Mm-hmm.
Draw out the peace and love that's in that word.
Amen.
Draw out that strength.
Yes, Lord.
the joy that's in that word.
Mm-hmm.
We keep saying the joy of the Lord is the strength, but we don't get in the joy of the Lord.
Glory be to God. Hello.
We keep asking for bring my strength.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do is get the joy that's in the word, boy, out.
My Lord.
And you have your strength.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you want to have joy, then give me strength.
Uh-huh.
Just do it.
Just do it.
The word said the joy of the Lord is your strength, then it is your strength.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now, the ruler of the feast had tasted the wine or the water that was made in wine and knew not whence it was.
Mm-hmm.
But the servant which grew out the water knew. The governor of the feast called his bridegroom and said unto him, every man that begin at the beginning do set forth his good wine.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have drunk, that is, you know, they got a little tipsy. Then they bring out the bad. But you have saved the good, the best.
Mm-hmm.
For now, just do what the Lord said do.
Yes, sir.
And everything will be all right.
Amen.
Do what the song tells. We come to close. Psalm 150 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask why. Just praise him. You praise me? No music going on? Praise him.
Amen.
There's no words going on. Praise him.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be preached to the praise him.
Amen.
You don't have no music going to praise him.
Joe don't.
Okay. Just praise him. Praise him. And you praise him in his sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Praise him in the firmaments of his power.
Oh.
You praise him in his power, not yours.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him in his power. Praise him for his minor acts.
Yeah.
Okay, praise him for what he continued to do over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on praising him.
Man.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness.
Glory be to God.
Praising God for God, not for yourself.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Not for what he has done for you.
That's right.
But for who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him with the sound of the trumpet and praise him with the sorcerer and with the harp.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him and with the trumpet, the tremble and the dance.
Uh-huh.
Praise him with the string instrument.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And organ. Praise him upon the loud sounding cymbal.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And upon the high sounding cymbal.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Let everything.
Everything.
The moon, the sun, the bees and the birds. Everything.
Yes.
The stars, the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
The bugs. Mm-hmm.
The weevil, the beaver, let everything, the cats and the dogs, the bees, let everything, and everybody, praise ye the Lord. Whatever the Lord says do, just do it. Is there praise in the house?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Just do. When you read it in words, just do it. Stop waiting for feelings. Stop waiting until you feel good.
Jesus.
But praise them based on his word.
Yes, yes.
Praise them for who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you're happy.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But praise him because of who he is.
Yes, amen. Lord.
And the great things thank that you. He is.
Yes.
And continue to do in your life. You're praising him all the time.
Help us, Lord.
And
yes, Lord.
When we praise him all the time, we're going to wind up with perfect peace.
Oh, yes.
Our blood pressure is going to come down.
Uh-huh.
Our health is going to improve.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry about the pandemic.
Amen.
God's going to take you through it.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Okay. When I said don't worry about it, don't be getting upset because it ain't been over yet.
All right.
It's going to be over in due time.
Amen.
And know that God is going to keep you through it.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
So praise him.
Thank
for
you, Lord.
You're the victory, your deliverance right now.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
I bless you.
Thank you, God.
And may have a smile upon you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, God.
Don't forget, anoint your house again.
Amen.
Amen. This is the 6th anniversary of the 6th month anniversary of when we did before.
Amen.
When the Passover of Egypt being delivered out of, not Egypt, Israel being delivered out of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They celebrate that annually. But we, in the pandemic, we haven't been delivered yet, so we got 6 more months for it to be completed.
Amen.
Okay. And that's about like the timeline they're talking about for having a vaccine that you can trust. But God will work it out.
Yes, he will.
Keep yourself anointed.
Uh-huh.
And God will cause it to pass over.
Amen.
Don't go out there committing suicide.
Man.
That's right. I know
when
that's
I'm talking
right.
About going out there and not protecting yourself. Don't be tempting God to do something that you could have done yourself. But trust in him. All right. When you've done what you're supposed to do, cause that stand.
Mm-hmm.
But after you have done, he said, when you have done all that you can do to stand, stand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you got to unmask. You ain't done everything you're supposed to do. That's like living your skill home.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Right. God bless. And have a smile upon you.
Pastor, I'd like to let the church know, keep Brother Ernest Coleman's family in prayer. I got word from Deacon Leroy over the weekend that his brother had passed. It was about 2 weeks ago. But we're just getting word. But just keep the family in prayer.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. Thank you. All right. God bless you. And have a smile upon you. Okay.
Amen.
Have a safe
day. Don't forget to pay your home mission dues.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they sent anything out yet, Pastor Head.
No, but it's the month for it, so.
Yeah.
And next week, that the user will have it.
Again.
And so I guess it, they hadn't sent anything out, but I guess it needs to send it to them anyway. So they still have the obligation at the conference.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know I've been checking the mail, and so have we been checking the mail. It hadn't come in at the church. I don't know whether to come to Patricia or not.
Yeah, we have Bobby.
Or Mother Stella.
Be Audrey Swenson.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You haven't got anything, have you, Mother Stella?
No, I hadn't.
Okay. I'll look into it and see when they be sending that stuff out.
All right. Thank
All
you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Y'all have a blessed one.
All right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye-bye.
Bye.
Amen.
Goodbye.
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 Hello.
Goodbye. Goodbye, y'all.